What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. that chick. Angel. That chick. Angel. Fick it, that. Chick. Angel. That chick. Angel. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, that feels so good to do without snares and glares and eye rolling and light skin eyes just all up in my face. You know why I don't have to deal with that? Because I'm joined by, click to camera number two, my mother, Dorothy Moore. Say hey.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
Listen, we had to do this because earlier this year we had my mother-in-law join us as a surprise, and my mother had to set the record straight on some things. She said, now what? No, we won't. She was like, I have come up with a very formal response. These women, I don't know how we're able to keep them under control. But real quick, before we jump into all things mommy, I want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that's watching live. We call them our immediate family because we consider all the people who support me and Marcus's content family. But the people who have decided to support us in a bigger way with a monetary contribution of $5 a month, we consider them a media family because they make a lot of things happen for us content-wise. What do they get for those $5? They get this show live. They get the Here's the Thing main episode live. They get the Bald and the Beautiful live. They get Let Us Tell It live. That's four different podcasts they get live. They also get extra content from me and Marcus. We do a Wednesday segment called Fixing Shit every single week, where Marcus and I show them different things that we're working on, either in our house or Marcus on the car. And some things where we're giving tips and tricks, other things where they're giving us tips and tricks, mainly me. And then we also do a bonus episode of this show, a 30-minute, small, more intimate and casual episode. Plus, we do community events. We did a Wingsgiving in November, and this December we'll be closing out with a special prayer. My mother will be leading it, so we will be praying over our community and touching and agreeing with them with whatever they are hoping for in 2024, and also praying with those who have lost either loved ones or opportunities, and praying for restoration and healing. So you can join our Patreon at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. And then last but not least, we want to give a special shout out to our sponsors. Our sponsors are companies that decided to partner with us, sponsor the episode in the hopes that their product or service resonates with our audience. So our sponsors for this episode are Lumi Deodorant, BetterHelp, One Skin, and Green Chef. So we'll tell you more about them later on in the episode. But let's jump to the main event. Okay, let's jump to the woman of the hour. Mama, how you doing?
Well, you know, I'm doing wonderful. I'm so excited to be here.
Are you?
Yes, I am. You know, I love being on camera. I don't know why.
You don't know why.
I think I got it from you or vice versa. One of the
other. Okay. Come on. Listen, y'all see, she is full of all the bubbles and the energy. How has your holidays been going thus far?
Oh, this has been a magnificent year. Mm-hmm. God has truly blessed me going and coming.
I'm going to pull it closer. Okay. Don't be afraid of
okay.
it.
Okay. God has blessed me going and coming. I'm really enjoying spending time with my daughters, with friends, and just enjoying myself. Mm-hmm. I promise you, it just seemed like I'm a little kid in candy store. Uh-huh. Just as happy as I can be and trying to make those that I meet as happy as I am if I can.
Uh-huh. Look at Mama. Let me tell you something about my mother. When the camera comes out, she becomes like a polished politician. Do you hear me? She's like, and you know, a kid in a candy store and being with my loved ones. Yeah, my mother knows how to turn it on for the camera.
Absolutely. That's what they're for.
Okay, so my mother says she came prepared. We're going to start off with one of our favorite segments, and it is called Tanksley Pride. Yeah. Take Sleep Pride is a segment we do where we celebrate or just tell a story or be irritated about something that one or multiple of our four boys. We have a 14-year-old, 8-year-old twins, and a 4-year-old. And so my mother said she's got her Tank Sleep Pride story. So Mama, go ahead and kick off the segment.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be fair if I didn't do my Tank Sleep Pride story on all four of my boys. So I will start with the one that's got my heart in his pocket. He can have my checkbook or my credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
But Amar is always paying attention, and I find that so amazing for a 4-year-old. The other day I was driving them from piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it's how you drive, and I'm kind of leaning because, you know, I'm cute, so I was leaning. And he says, Grandma, you're supposed to have both hands on the steering wheel. Mm-hmm. So you all know what Grandma did? She put both hands on the steering wheel. Now,
steering, come on, but steering,
it's
come
a
on.
Steering wheel, but yeah. you know, I'm from the country. You get it all from me. You get my southern and my my fictitious and also my Jamaica accent. So just bear with it because I have different nationalities in my blood.
Okay.
So y'all bear with it. If you don't understand what I'm saying, just ask somebody. I'm getting somebody close.
Okay.
But it's that thing you drive the car with.
Dude, so, you had it. Come on,
so Amara required me to put both my hands on the steering wheel. I went back for a minute in my mind thinking about how my grandmother would have probably slapped me into next year.
Oh, Aunt Mulla would have definitely tore you up.
And I realized that if I tried to correct him to tell him he shouldn't have told me that, I would have exhausted myself because he would have had a comeback.
Uh-huh.
And
you
so
know
I just went on and accepted the fact that this 4-year-old knows more about driving than I do at 73. So, hey, we just let him have it. Now, the twins, what fascinates me about Cy and Kai is how they play their game boards and everything, but I always try when I'm keeping them to try to tell them stories about my life as a child, as a teenager, and all that. And I quiz them on to see if they remember. And Kai always remembered why I didn't get my license till I was 24. Because I told him, I says, well, because the question came up to both of them was, how old do you want to be when you get your license? Well, Cy said 18. We know that Kai said 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, that's amazing because I didn't get my license. I was 24. So they say, 24? And I say, yeah. I said, you want to know why? And so I give them the story. I said, well, when I was in the eighth grade, they showed me a film of guys driving drunk and they had a terrible accident that I couldn't stand to watch. And every time I come back and say, how old was when I got my license? Kai always remember. I love that they're not just listening to me, but they're also retaining the information. And I just think that's so, to watch them race to tell me what, I have to slow Kai down to let Cy get an answer in, because Cy does remember also. Now, little Marcus, I just don't know what to do, how I can stop him from growing and all that he's doing, but he's very quiet. You know, trying to get him to tell me what he wants for Christmas is like pulling teeth. I don't think I still know what he wants. But he is enjoying school. He is really enjoying the new school. Mm-hmm. He named all his friends off, and I lost count. There were so many guys that he kicked it with. Mm-hmm. So all those things just make me as grandma just grin from ear to ear, because it's so exciting to watch. And I love for boys, young men, to talk. I think that's something that they don't do as much as I want them to. And, you know, I have girls, so I don't know anything about these boys. But they're fascinating.
My mother quizzes these boys like they are getting a grade on knowing her. Oh, boys, when did I tell you I did such and such and such? And they'll be like, or either they'll spot it off or they won't remember. And mom will be like, you remember? I told you. Anytime we leave the boys with my mother, I know they're going to come back with another degree of knowing their grandmother. They'll be able to do her biopic. They'll be able to write it because yes, they know all the things. My Tank Sleep Pride story, I'm going to go with... it's between, I'll do two quick stories since Marcus isn't up here, because he would have told one of these stories. I'll first start with little Marcus. So we were invited to a sweet 16 of a young lady named Daria Johns, who I met when she was probably 8 or 9, and she's a child actress. We worked together on Saturdays. She was the Disney show called Saturdays. She was one of the leads. And me and her mom are super duper cool. And Daria is just a sweetheart. So Her mom was like, Daria would love for you to come. She was like, bring your oldest son. It was an all black affair. They said dress to impress. So I wore a cute little leather dress. Little Marcus just wore the slacks and the turtleneck from homecoming and his shoes. And it was just so nice having him as my date. We talked a lot. You know, he didn't have his cell phone, so it was nice. We had to... We just had to kick it and chill. Daria went to a school with mainly black people for most of her life. So the party was like a black party. There was very few people that were not black. So the music was definitely today's hip hop, which Marcus doesn't know much of. Like, he knows the J. Cole's and the Kendrick Lamar's, like the rappers that me and his father kind of like. But he doesn't know. And he knows some Migos stuff, but he don't know like a lot of the other kind of mumble rappers. So there were, I said, do you know this song? He was like, no. Mm-mm. I was like, do you know this? Mm-mm. But when there was a song that I knew, I was like, ah, boop, 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 right? And so I was like, we gonna go out to the dance floor. And mind you, my feet were hurting. Okay, so I was so glad he said no. He was like, no. I said, okay, we could cheer dance. And he danced with me. He was giving me that little swag. Ah! And when we did the 360, I was like, I need to see all your riz. I said, 360 camera, it's got to be riz. So the first time he did it, which I didn't post, only because I forgot to suck in my stomach. it was way more like pointing to the camera. Like, ah. I was like, I can't believe this part of you exists. Like, what? But it was nice just to spend the evening with him. And it was more so, the part that I enjoyed the most was his and our conversation on the way back home.
Okay.
Like, I didn't know that he listens to music, like, on his own. Like, I thought he only heard music, like, if somebody was playing it or something. But, yes, even... Well, I know. You didn't know, or you didn't? Yeah, I didn't know. He says he listens to it. He says sometimes in my room, in the morning, when I'm getting ready... Well, no, a lot of times when he's riding with me and his headphones go in, he's watching a YouTube video. Oh, you should let him just play it in the car. So that was nice. My husband said he ain't going to traumatize me. So it was really nice. And then I was granted the opportunity via TikTok to go to my first NFL game. And they only gave me 1+1. I was trying to get +2. Now, me nor my husband have been to an NFL game, and so I did not want to skip over my husband to Kai to go, because my husband hasn't been to an NFL game. Okay. So, and while Marcus did boycott the NFL for several years, he's now watching some games, not like heavily, but if you all watch our vlogs, Kai is really into football now.
Yes.
He's learned a lot, not from us, but from his friends and playing. And, like, he really is, like, he wants to be that guy. So while I'm not a huge NFL fan, or no, I'm not a huge football fan. It has nothing to do with NFL or not. I'm not a huge fan. I was like, I still want to see professional athletes right. do their thing. So I thought that they ended up sending me a third ticket. Because they sent me another ticket, but it was the parking ticket. I had no idea.
Ooh, okay.
We already had Kai with us. I had already bought him a hoodie for the LA Rams. Like, we were ready to go. So luckily, I just went on Ticketmaster, and I bought two tickets. I was like, I know I'm about to have a VIP experience, so I want to make sure they have good seats if they're not going to be with me.
Okay.
So I got them last-minute VIP seats. For a sporting event, it's probably more than what most people would pay, but I pay more than that to go to concerts, so mm-hmm. I was like, I'm cool with it. Marcus calls me once they get to where they're going. He said, this should not be Kai's first experience with the NFL, because this is way too nice. I said, it is. He was like, yes. They were up in a suite.
Oh.
Right. I was like, a suite? They were up in like a suite. They had food. They had drinks. Oh, and my. They still had their individual seats. Mm-mm-mm. I was like, What? Mind you, I was down on the field. That's where my suite was. To the point that I was talking to some of the players. We were that close to them. But you can't really see the game because you're behind the players. Like, you're behind the... Yes. But it was still cool. It was still a dope experience that, like, not everybody gets to have. And Kai, I could tell he really he had a good time. He was with his dad the whole time. But when he found out, the smile on his face was everything. So... Now I'm working on trying to find something with Psy. Me and Marcus had contemplated, but I don't think we're going to do it. I have a premiere tonight where we're seeing Aquaman and we're going to meet Jason Momoa.
Okay.
You know who Jason Momoa is. If I got you to the right movie, what movie would Mama know him from, Marcus? I don't think she's seen. Have you seen Aquaman? Did you... On Apple TV, did you watch C on Apple TV with the blind folk?
Blind folk?
No. Everybody is blind.
No, I didn't see that one either.
I know she's seen. Jason Momoa is in the type of films my mother would watch.
Yes. Oh, my next husband. Okay, yes, I see him. Yes. Okay. Oh, God, that's all y'all had to say. Then I would have remembered.
I was thinking about Marcus and because Marcus was thinking about shooting with Greg tonight, flipping Marcus and Psy and having Psy go to a movie premiere with me and meeting Jason Momoa. But I'm not sure, but I think it will be eventually doing a movie premiere where he can meet someone of significance that he can recognize as significant. Mm-hmm. Like, had he been able to meet Chadwick Boseman, he would have known this is Black Panther. Yes, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, something of that extent, but we will see where it lands. I don't know yet, but I want to do something special for him. And then I'm not worried about Amar. Amar's life is already more special than everybody else.
Cars. Just put him in one of his dad's cars, and he's happy as he can be. He loves those cars. Oh my God, I'm just amazed.
He's obsessed. Yes. I mean, little Marcus was obsessed with cars for a while. I was, and Amar has the same bug.
But that's a little deeper. His is deeper.
Loves him. He absolutely loves it. You know what else I love is smelling good, and I can smell good with Lumi deodorant, our first sponsor of today's podcast. Let's face it, the holidays are stressful.
Yes.
Under our reindeer sweaters, we're stress sweating about gifts, cooking, and whatever that one opinionated aunt or uncle is about to say. So luckily, no matter how stressful it gets, we can still smell incredible with Lumi. Lumi is a game-changing whole body deodorant designed by an OBGYN to work not only for pits, but also feet, privates, and beyond, no matter where you use it. Lumi is clinically proven to block odor all day, all thanks to its one-of-a-kind pH-optimized formula. And they've got over 275,000 five-stars reviews to show it. For this holiday season, cross BO off of your list of things to worry about. Lumi has you covered. Special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with our exclusive code and link. Use code ARGUE. That's what it is. Use code ARGUE at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. Now, let me tell you, from my personal experience, I absolutely love Lumi. I keep telling this story every time we have this ad because I don't know. There's only two places that I feel like you sweat more than any other place in the United States. That is Houston, Texas, and New Orleans. I don't know what they did to God or to the devil, but it is hot. It is like being between the devil's butt cheeks, the amount of moisture that you end up gathering, okay? And so you don't have to just worry about your armpits. Your armpits, you got to put something underneath there. But like, if you a thicker girl like me, what you going to do with that little Dunlap? You know, that's what we call it when your belly done lapped over your pants. Yes. Mm-hmm. What you going to do underneath your breast? What you going to do between your thighs? That's where Lumi is like, baby, we got you. We got all of those places. So when I used it, when we were down in Houston, I felt so much better because I kept getting worried that I'm like, am I stinking? Like, what is going on? Lumi helped it all. I can't recommend it more. It's a whole body deodorant. It was created by OBGYN. It blocks all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. Mm-hmm. It's baking soda free and paraben free, pH balanced, and proven to control odor better than a shower with soap. And if you didn't know, the Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash, deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer to our listeners, customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Yes, at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code ARGUE.
ARGUE.
Thank you, Lumi, for sponsoring today's episode. Listen, she on top of it. Okay. So, my mother-in-law was on here a couple months ago.
Leave my friend alone.
No, mama, listen, I love my mother-in-law. My mother called me and was like, it ain't my fault. I didn't ask her about, no, you did that. But you the one, you were the one who wanted to bring up them going.
I can settle this.
It go ahead.
It
go
is
ahead.
Definitely Angel's fault. It's not Marcus' fault. Because I would have definitely agreed with Marcus. Do not put Miss Margaret on the spot. Because if you put her on the spot, I promise you, she going to come up with something. Now, what she come up with, she has no remembrance of anything that she said because she was
she
so nervous.
What she said. That she just using it as an excuse to okay. get you from being mad at her.
I wasn't mad at her. I know my friend. Yeah.
No.
I promise you, I know my friend. I know that, and I sit there and watch her. When she can come up with a Tanksley Pride story like I wanted her to, I'm over there going, tell them this one. Tell them you remember that one. But again, no, Angel, I know that you're good at impromptu. They can take a mic. You can be in labor and give you a mic, and you're going to go into camera mode. Mm-hmm. But she just kind of, I don't know what, she was rambling. I'm going.
My mother was like, she going to say that about us. At the casino.
Oh, Lord.
Now, see, I didn't. This is why I said it's Marcus's fault, because he's the one who got her on the tangent about.
You got her on the show.
But you didn't have to. You could have. Yes, the topic was the problem.
The topic.
You could have given her a different topic. You could have given her a different topic. You didn't say no. You said, let's see. You said, let's see. You said,
is
I don't know.
Is this going to cause an argument?
Listen, is it because he is causing
did
him a
lie? Just cause one.
But go ahead. Say your piece.
No, just to help my friend out and also to clarify some things. We go to the casino for a relaxation and for fun. But there are rules, I think, that everyone should know when you go to those places. And I recall Margaret saying that, oh, my, she sit there, she won $700, and I went to the bathroom and she lost it. Let me make sure you understand the whole dynamics of that. I looked, said that this machine, it was a pig machine. I don't remember the name other than I know it was some pigs. And you had a chance. If you bet the max bet, you could win $29,000. Now, I am a logical person, and I also follow patterns. So when I sat down, I bet $8.80, and I won $626, which I had some money in the machine, so it came to a total of $700. So Margaret saw, oh, look, you just won. The way the art is, if you're going to go to the casino, you want to use their money to win big money. Now, the problem with that is that don't happen all the time, but sometimes it can. So I'm sitting there with my eyes on the $29,000. Oh, I was so thankful that I got their $600 and some dollars, but I did give it all back to them while she was in the bathroom. Came back and says, well, wait a minute. I says, now, but you have to understand, you got two people playing. I bet max bet. Margaret bets more in the middle. She's used to bet just the lowest 50 cents a spin.
50 cents a
and
spin.
And see, I've never done 50 cents a spin. I did the $8.80. Now, what happened, my money goes faster when I'm losing than hers. So she could be there for another hour, whereas my first hour, I'm up and walking around trying to see what somebody else is doing. But again, I don't bother her. She don't bother me. Okay, the thing about loaning me $200, when you're winning.
Come on, bullet points.
I got these bullet points.
She said, we're not going to do.
No, we're going to make it right. Because she said she lost $700 and asked me for $200. That's not the way it went. The way it works is when you're winning, you take your tickets out when they get over a certain amount of money because you don't want to. You call yourself checking yourself from losing your money, losing the money back. So I have all these tickets I haven't cashed in. But if I leave my machine, it's open to someone else sitting in it.
And you don't want
and
the
so
machine
my
up.
Thing is, no, wait, I'm not done here. Now you can.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I didn't warm this machine up. I'm not leaving this machine. Do you have cash on you?
And then you can also push the service button and someone will come and watch your machine while you go cash your tickets in or go to the bathroom. Well, since Margaret was sitting there and she says, I said, well, her, listen, let me give me a couple hundred or a hundred. And I really asked for a hundred, but I asked for a hundred twice. So she's right. It was 200. So, but the thing was, I went, when I cashed my tickets in, I gave her the 200 right back. It wasn't an overnight loan. It was until I get over to the machine. Now, the thing that with Margaret, because Margaret normally has more money than you because she's rich. You know, you married a rich family. So they have a lot of
assets. Listen, a lot.
So I normally, what I will do when I'm walking around, I say, how many tickets you got? Let me go cash them for you. So we'll toll them up and I'll cash and bring her back the cash. But very rarely has Margaret done that for me because she can sit at a machine till, I guess, Jesus come or the rapture.
If she only doing 50 cent bet. Yeah, but that's an 8 hour.
You can just sit there
to the casino.
And she wins, but I always win bigger because I bet more. Mm-hmm. And I also walk around and watch and look at what the machine is setting on. I remember Margaret paid the machine for a while. She left. I said, you done? Yes. I sat down and won $3,000 because I'm watching these machines. I don't just play machines. I got to figure out because I love math. I love patterns. I love logic. But I do say this to those of you who are listening. Yeah, when she said it, I thought about it. I said, oh, my God, telling someone that's listening that Mama Dorothy won $700 and then she gave it back. I said, that could have paid or went towards somebody's rent.
Going to the casino can be fun. But never take your rent money to the casino because you're going to leave it there.
Don't do it.
Never take anything because the thing that I really subscribe in and really like, and I do not want to take anyone to the casino with me that don't have discipline. But even if they have discipline and they end up losing their shirt and their pants and whatever, because that has happened, you got to always, you still need to understand that this is a free will choice.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to realize that, yes, you want to win, but you may not always win. And so you have to, me, have the same spirit when you lose and when you win, because why go if you're going to be mad and angry and your spirit's going to be so negative to people around you, then you don't need to go to no casino. And then also, like a lot of people say, you know, oh, gambling is a sin. Well, you know, that's their thoughts. But I've always been a person that looked at something and felt like I'm a winner. And I've won more than I've lost. And I have kept the lights on in the house because I used to play cards. I can count cards. And I could gamble and come home with the rent. I can pick a winning number. Just don't mess with me. But I can do that. And I do. But I do it in modesty. I don't do it to try to become rich. I do it as a fun or maybe because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think sometimes people get it mixed up and think that's the way to become rich. A man won $4,500 last night because he bet 75 cents. Hey, if the house is going to always win, I bet you the house took in much more than they gave him. And you have to remember that just because a person wins, don't be running to the casino. Well, they won that much money. I'm going, baby, I can't guarantee that you go, you're going to win. You may never win, but you still are a winner. And I think that's all I want to say about gambling because I don't want them to get the wrong impression, but I have fun. But I am a high bidder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I remember Mama in the, the lotto. Mama love a good game, a chance.
Mm-hmm.
She love, Mama would, you know, my mother would lose it on In Between, Marcus. Oh my goodness, there's a game we play. No, I thought you told, no.
Yeah, we're
no, well, we don't, the people aren't prepared. They won't, I haven't told people to bring us.
It'll be a buy-in, and then we can play with poker chips.
No, we need actual cash.
All right, what you got?
I can bring some 101s. I mean,
you know, Lord.
I'm in for it. I can bring a stack of ones.
We need Tab and Chance and Katara and Carlos. Taught us this game called In Between, and Marcus had us lose. Was it 60 some or 100? $160.
We started off putting $50 in a piece.
Not $50 in. We started putting a dollar in a piece.
No, we came with 51 to play this game.
Yes.
Okay. And we ended up paying the game $160.
Was y'all reading? Did y'all logically watch what was going on?
Well, they purposefully.
Way too far.
How many decks did they do? Two decks. He did two decks to make it harder for you to count.
Well, I know how to 52 and 52. You know, I'm not counting cards. I know how to count how many. Mm-hmm. You can't have that. You ain't bluffing me because I know where it's at. But yeah.
But the what you're guessing is, he gives you one card face up. He gives you two cards face up. Excuse me. And you have to decide your chances of him putting a third card that's in between those two cards.
That's really good. In between. That sounds good.
Uh-huh.
That'll be fun.
But you can't be on. So you have a three and a queen. You got a good chance. Yes. Right? But if he lays down another three, you've lost whatever you bet.
It can't be on. It has to be in between. That's called in between.
Yeah.
So it has to be a 4-6. Yeah. Uh-huh.
How much do you want to bet? And you have to have what you have on you. So he knew we were good.
When you have to, they can't hear you. You have to. You can only bet the cash that's on your body.
Okay.
You can't be like a. Oh, okay. I'm good. So everybody first starts off with a dollar in the pot, and you. If there's 15 people playing, then that means there's $15. Yes. So if you say you want the whole pot, that means you are betting $15.
I'm with it. I'm all for it. I'm betting the 15. I can count.
And then you would have to. If you lost, you would have to put the $15 in. If you won, you grab the whole pot, and we go back into putting in the pot.
Absolutely, it is.
Right.
So there was a pot worth 60. Uh-huh. I had a good spread. It was like a three in a queen, and he slapped another queen down. And because I wasn't going to bet, Marcus, I was just going to bet a piece of the pot. I was going to bet like
half of it or something.
Yeah, like $20. Marcus said, "Bet the whole thing." We bet that whole thing, and I fell right up underneath that table. I fell in between the table and the floor.
When they threw that queen on top of that queen,
I said, what?
Yeah, that pot grew.
Ooh.
I think somebody won like
$1,500. I know that's right. That's my kind of, especially now. I'm all for it. Bring some rich friends, because I want some money. Okay.
Well, you guys, I hope you've enjoyed my mother. Thank you so much for coming, Mama. Happy holidays. We love you over here. Is this going to cause an argument?
Hey, love you all more, and I love you all longer, because I was here first. All right,
we're going to have you step out.
Okay.
And while she's stepping out, I'm going to tell you all about our next sponsor. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. So for Christmas, we love to give out gifts to our kids. Obviously, the older kids love gift cards, especially our adult nieces and nephews. Well, whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how you gift to yourself. And the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's starting therapy, going easier on yourself during tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of complete rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. I can say that therapy is one of the best gifts I've ever given myself. The way it has boosted my confidence, the way that it's helped me reach my goals, as well as process my emotions. Y'all used to ignore my emotions before. I thought they were worthless until I sat down with my therapist and she helped me to understand what my emotions were trying to convey to me. And it has helped me through so many moments, and it's given me so many tools to get through bad times, as well as help me achieve great times. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, give BetterHelp that try. Okay, it's absolutely all done online, and it's designed to be convenient and work within your schedule. You can do it from wherever you want to, whether it be in your car, whether you just sitting inside of your garage, you can be in your office. Wherever you feel the most comfortable, you can do therapy with BetterHelp. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch at any time at no additional cost if that therapist you don't feel like is the right fit for you. So in the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/argue. And then we're going to tell you about our next sponsor. I'm so excited to talk about them because they're new to us, and that is OneSkin. Y'all, first of all, there's so many things I want to talk to you all about them, but let me just start off with the copy, okay? Listen, OneSkin is amazing skincare. But the holidays are here, which is the perfect timing for today's sponsor, One Skin. We all know that with all the holiday fun and festivities come stress and harsh weather that can really take a toll on your skin. But thanks to One Skin's disruptive approach that targets skin aging at the source, you can finish off 2023 with your skin at its healthiest. Okay, so what makes One Skin the best? The products are powered by groundbreaking peptide, OS1, which is the first ingredient scientifically proven to prevent the accumulation of age senescent cells, the primary culprit behind skin aging. The real magic? OS1 has actually been proven in the lab to actually reduce the biological age of the skin by several years, meaning it not only prevents but slows down skin aging, leaving you with healthier, more hydrated, and glowing skin. One Skin just launched their mini bundles, which includes face and eye topical supplements, body lotions, and cleansers, which all come in a cute travel bag. If you're traveling this winter, One Skin has your mini skincare essentials covered. And if you're gifting this holiday season, One Skin's mini bundles are the perfect stocking stuffer. For a limited time, our listeners can enjoy an exclusive 15% off One Skin products using the code ARGUE. When you check out at oneskin.co. This holiday season, give yourself and your loved ones a head start on New Year's resolutions to swap your skincare for skin longevity. I love not only how easy it is to apply the products, the texture feels so amazing, but I love the packaging. So this is why I really love it as a gift, because the packaging is so sleek, it's so beautiful, and it looks luxurious, but it also, your skin will feel nice. And y'all know I don't like to use a bunch of stuff on my skin at all. Y'all know Angel likes to keep it natural. But One Skin, the products are just perfect. And I think you'll be surprised at how much of the benefits you'll see in your face quickly. So again, One Skin is the world's first longevity company. One Skin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin feels and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at discounted rates today. New products get 15% off with code ARGUE at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ARGUE. Order by 12/17 to get it in time for Christmas. The new year is approaching. Now is the best time to invest in your skin. Age healthy with One Skin. All right, thank you, One Skin, for sponsoring today's episode.
Thank you.
So we're on to the main topic, and I am excited. I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah. We decided to do something fun and special with you all today. I saw this on the internet about 3 years ago and have been wanting to do this with my husband. First of all, you look fine as hell.
Thank you.
Jesus. Yes, right.
I brushed my teeth.
You did what you normally do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We had a great time this morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So something that I wanted to do that I saw was these couples went into Target. They had a list of specific categories of gifts that they had to get each other. And we did 7 categories, correct?
Yeah.
We did 7 categories. I didn't see what he got me. He didn't see what I got him. So we're going to find out what we got each other. The categories were, and Kennedy will eventually start bringing in the gifts here in a second. The categories, you can actually go ahead and start, Ken, were.
You just bring mine over here.
Something. Oh, something.
Maybe it's a big secret.
With our favorite color. Something we like to wear on our head. Something to drink. A gadget. Something helpful. Something related to a guilty pleasure. And something annoying. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. She said.
What?
She said, how much did you spend?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Is this mine, Kennedy? Okay, cross in front of the camera. Don't look. Don't look. Close your eyes. Don't look.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah.
Mine was one bag. Angel, how many bags is that?
And that 4.
We had the same list.
We had the same list. Just to let you know. And I actually, I didn't do it for, I didn't do it for a job. I literally tried to figure out if I could get you good gifts in that category.
No, I was. That's what I was attempting to do.
Okay.
And no, we didn't have enough time. The rental car took way too much time.
We had the same amount of time, though.
I said I didn't have enough time.
I thought you said we didn't have
enough time. Well, I didn't have enough time. I probably did. I didn't have enough time.
So we got this off from Target. And I have to say, well, we'll see how your reaction is. I have to say, this is actually, I feel like, a good way to go shopping for your significant other.
Oh, just with that list?
With that list.
Yeah.
It is like, and I think that's going to be me, like for your birthday and for Christmas and for Father's Day, I'm going to be like, let me get him something helpful, something for his guilty pleasure, and then maybe something.
See, like, I personally just, when I shop for people, it's usually for guilty pleasure or helpful, nothing else. Mm. Like, well, what's something that this person is really into?
But sometimes that, this. But listen, but like, or something with your favorite color in it. Sometimes it's hard to, that's when it's hard, when you're trying to find the
a lot of your stuff crossed over. It could be both.
Okay. So how much did you spend?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Plus my Altoids, because for some reason you can't find peppermint Altoids nowhere no more. So I bought three cans of those. Mm-hmm. mine was $99.
Okay. So I'm going to remove $45 from my total because I bought something for the twins. Mm-hmm. And it was $20 each. And with California tax, we probably looking at $44.45, right?
No, wait. 50% tax?
No. It was $20 each. So it came up to 40 with. Yeah. So it was $44.45. With that removed, I spent $203. Oh, but also I bought two of one thing because I didn't know which size would fit.
Yeah, I ended up
putting another 20.
I ended up putting something back that would have put mine close to that.
So 183, because one of the things, well, right. Both will probably, he probably ain't gonna like either one, but it was two different sizes.
No, I plan on returning most of the stuff I got.
Okay.
Because when I needed clarity because the first two looked like a
one
sentence.
Thing.
It looked like one thing.
So then
I was like, God dang. So I went and took that original thing back, which was kind of expensive. Broke that into two, but by that time I was in a rush, so I was just like, this'll work, that'll work, this'll work.
Okay, so let's start with the first one. Something with our favorite color. Okay.
And I'll tell y'all how these things cross over for Angel.
Okay, my eyes are closed, and I'm going to hand it to you. And
cut my bag open.
Okay, oh, he's cutting his bag open.
I put the knot too tight, the stuff is going to fall out.
So Marcus's favorite color is blue. And
Angel's favorite color is red, and you'll see why I said this would cross over.
Okay. All right, my eyes are closed. I have my hand out with your gift.
Sorry,
you already looked at it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, these are cute.
Angel likes wearing weird shaped sunglasses.
You think these are weird shaped?
The fact that she don't think they're weird shaped.
They're shaped like hearts.
But she would rock those. Angel likes those type of sunglasses.
I'm about to wait till they... Oh, yeah, I'm cute. I'm cute.
Dun, 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 dun. Biggie.
Do you like it?
Dun, dun, yeah.
We did good. So the first... I'm proud of us. High five.
High five. And it's something you can wear on your head because you like...
But did you try to put this as both?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying a lot of your stuff crosses over.
Okay. All right. So now, something to wear on our head. This is the one that I'm not too...
No, I'm going
to
close my eyes. Yeah, I'm not excited. You ain't. This is... My eyes is closed.
Do you feel like your head is bigger or smaller?
Girl. Okay.
All right. Eyes closed. This is... Okay. All right. And open. Okay.
See, before you put it all the way on, it was actually working. You don't know how to wear it.
I don't. This feels like a condom. It's so tight.
It looks like a condom.
Did you get this out of the little girl section?
Nah, it was in the adult section. You have a XXX head.
I know. I thought you were going to get me like a bonnet or a hair scarf. Is that too tight?
I got a big one. It don't matter. You can take it back.
you know what? I feel like that would look nice in photos.
Yeah, as you get more into fashion. This is a woman's, ain't it?
No, this is from the men's section.
They the same.
I was like, Marcus doesn't have a green colored hat. So I was like, even though he'll hate it, That's what I thought. But then because you're doing more fashion content,
yeah,
I was like, not everything he wears in this fashion content has to be like exactly what he would personally want.
But it's going to be until I get big enough.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Okay. Let's put that hat back on.
Man, it's hot.
Okay.
Hot ass wool hat. You're going to be sweating too. Your brain's going to stink.
They getting taken out anyways, by the way, Kennedy. Yeah, that's going to be something that we do this week is taking these out because my scalp is terrible. All right.
Now, y'all like the hat? I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, the hat. The thing is, Marcus is super duper particular.
I like pork pie style hats.
He's super duper particular, but because, like I said, he's going into another genre.
Yeah, I can see this working in a photo, though.
Yeah, that's why I was like, because the fact of the matter is, Marcus also has expensive taste. So in order for us to be able to maintain him as a part of the fashion community, we got to learn how to dupe some things.
The hip boy, how they be.
Oh, you do.
I know how to wear the things. I just don't wear my stuff like it.
I know you don't. Yeah, but the fact that you knew exactly what to do.
Oh, yeah, I know. I told you I'd be knowing what to do. Shut up. What's next?
Something to drink.
Which also goes with the guilty pleasure for Angel.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
Just set it on the table, babe. I set mine on the table.
Okay. Mine is sitting in front of you. You're going to have to put it in mine in the front part of the table. Okay. And open. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on, combination. Come on.
Angel drank champagne with orange juice sitting beside it. Some people call it a mimosa, but she doesn't actually mix the two. And she got me one of my favorite red wines, which is Meiomi. It's a Pinot Noir.
You like it?
You know I do.
I know. I did good. I was debating on if I was going to get you alcohol or not. And I was like, no, I'm going to get it for him. I'm going to get him a little alky-alky. All right.
She don't actually drink the juice, y'all. She just has it there for looks.
I do. I put it on my lips like lip gloss. I just dip my finger in there and put it on my lips. What's next? So the essence. Next is a gadget.
A gadget, which is also something helpful for Angel.
Hold on. It's going to take me a second to find mine. Okay. All right, mine's closed. Okay. And open. Oh, thank you.
See,
this is Angel perfect. Is
a small portable charger, like small enough to put in a pocket or her purse.
Is this a charger? No, yeah. This is not. Oh, this is not what I thought it was.
It's not a charger.
I thought it was a
memory card.
Yeah.
No, it's a charger. Your memory's your phone. And delete some of that shit.
Shit.
And she got me a wireless charger.
We both were like, charge it. Damn.
You know.
I mean, this is still great.
Yeah.
But what?
You know, I don't be feeling these.
That is a Samsung one. What I really wanted, actually, what I really wanted to get you, but they didn't have it for Samsung. They didn't have it for Samsung.
Samson from the Bible.
Was the three. So your watch, in your phone,
oh, yeah,
in your pods could all charge. They had it for Apple, but they didn't have it for you.
Yeah.
So that's, I mean, what thank I'm you.
It's thoughtful, but usually I don't like wireless chargers because it's like taking a step back in technology. Your phone is charging and you can't pick it up and use it because it has to set on the base.
But it's good for
I'd rather just plug it in and do what I need to.
I agreed, but this is good for at night. That's the only reason why I got it for you. I was trying to find something where we have these multi-plug plugs in our outlet. So I was like, if I can find something where only one cord has to go to the outlet and it charged all the things. But that's the best I can find.
Yeah, for me, I like being able to be asleep. I can reach over, look at something, and I ain't got to worry about putting it back nowhere. It can just go. But thank you. Absolutely.
You're very welcome. All right. Next up, we'll do one more, and then I'll go to our last ad. Something... I get you. Okay. Something helpful.
Something helpful. This is a stretch, but I was thought long and hard on it.
Marcus is going to hate this, but I got it anyway. Okay. ready. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to keep my eyes open.
Go. Okay. Oh shit. I got Angel because her scalp. Her scalp is hot and itchy and burning. And she got to take her braids out. So I saw it had argan oil in it.
This is
Cantu, what is it?
Leave-in conditioner.
Leave-in conditioner with argan oil. Now, argan oil derives from nuts. I put a very small amount in that for a man shit because it has a strong element of vitamin E. And I knew her scalp needed that vitamin E.
Listen.
Look at that thought. You see that thought process?
He did. I don't usually use the argan oil one, but I will. This is what I use for conditioner, but I had sworn to myself I wasn't going to buy no more conditioner. Kennedy was there. She helped me go through I have tubs of conditioner, but this is my preference of leave-in conditioner, so I still appreciate it and this is what I'll just make the boys use all the other leave-in conditioner, and I'll stick with what works on my scalp. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. She got me a conditioning rope.
Well, this is the reason why I got it. Marcus actually likes vigorous workouts. He's the type that's like, I want to push a tire. I want to do
the monster truck tire. I will push it down the hill and back up the hill.
That's the type of stuff. So we have a fully, put together gym, and the conditioning ropes. I know when we were at 24 Hour Fitness, they were helpful for me. They were good time. Just hurry up and get your heart rate up. Work your entire body. You might not want it. I get it. But
we'll see. I'm going to work with it.
You going
to
work
with it? I used to jump rope with
that?
Not one of these, but remember that big timber rope I had? I used to jump rope with that. That's when the first time I feel like I needed to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
After Lil Marcus, that's what I was using. And that thing, I used a really heavy, thick rope to jump rope with. And that weight fell off for anybody that's looking for something like that for something to work. It worked.
So wasn't that terrible? I was really I went there, went in that section, and I forgot what I was really looking for in the workout section. I don't know if I was going to look for something that I thought would help support your back or something during your workouts, but I couldn't find anything that we didn't either already have or had a variation of. So I was like, let me not add stuff.
It's hot, y'all.
Go ahead and take it off, baby. But our last sponsor of today's episode is Green Chef. And I'm so excited because I love some Green Chef. You talk about getting some just certified. Okay, it's a CCOF certified meal kit company. Green Chef makes eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals, Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean. This is why I've been wanting to see it. Because, we all about to be doing our New Year's, resolutions. And that should be on everybody's, is eating better, eating cleaner. So let Green Chef take the work out of eating clean this holiday season with chef-crafted, nutritionalist-approved recipes featuring fresh ingredients with nothing artificial. Choose from recipes featuring lean proteins like turkey and sockeye salmon, barramundi, tilapia, scallops, and shrimp. You already spoke the Tanksley language right there. Certified organic whole fruits, vegetables, and eggs with plenty of whole grain options. Nourish your body all holiday long with flavorful meals made with clean ingredients. Choose up to 80 plus weekly options that change every week, featuring delicious, nutritionalist-approved recipes. Mix and match meals to meet your lifestyle needs, including our preferences, quick and easy, protein-packed, calorie-smart, Mediterranean, keto, gluten-free, and plant-based. Eating clean should never be boring, especially on the holiday season. Feel your best and satisfy your cravings with Adventurous Eats, made nutritious. Discover exciting new flavors with recipes that feature certified organic fruits and vegetables, sustainable source seafood, and unique farm fresh ingredients like tart cherries, truffle zest, and rainbow carrots. So one, they have an option for every lifestyle. So you can get meals under 650 calories if you're someone who wants to get a calorie smart meal, or you can get more than 30 grams of protein on their protein pack meals. So wherever you are in your life, they got something. Also, they're sustainable. Okay. So you can get seasonal recipes, right, with certified organic fruits and vegetables. Also, they offset 100% of their delivery emissions, and as well as 100% of the plastic in every box, and 100% of their their seafood meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch rankings of certified best choice. So, and then they make it convenient and easy. They deliver this to your door. You ain't going nowhere to get it. My personal experience, we've tried Green Chef before. They really have a nice elevated meals that are extremely healthy. You're going to feel like you have done yourself right. All right. Go to greenchef.com/60argue and use code 60argue to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Again, I'm going to tell you that one more time. Go to greenchef.com/60argue and use code 60argue to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 meals. That's Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Oh, we did it. All right, let's go to the last couple of gifts. Something related to a guilty pleasure. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. My eyes are closed.
Eyes are closed.
I knew it! Ah, another Starbucks cup!
Just what? A random ass, a seat, but it was a knife.
It's
everything. Yes. It's a tire pressure gauge, breaker.
Come on.
A hammer. Yes. A knife.
Yes. Yeah, first you will try to clown it, but then you see it is all of his guilty pleasures in one.
What's guilty in here?
It's one, it's dealing with cars. Two, it's dealing with safety in man shit. And three, it's a knife.
There's nothing guilty about that pleasure.
Because you don't feel guilty.
The tool.
You should feel guilty. The fact, as many times as we've gone through TSA or some sort of security. Yes. And listen, everybody trying to shame me because we're boycotting Starbucks. I have not signed up for that.
Shut up.
I haven't signed up for that. That
you boycott. Idiots boycotting Starbucks ain't hurting nothing.
They might be, and I'm not going to deter you from.
Same as me not watching the NFL. They don't care. Unless people organize you or your little bitty whatever you doing ain't bothering them people.
Listen. I support you boycotting them. Yeah. It hasn't been put in my spirit as of yet. But when it does, praise God. But I don't want y'all to think I'm fronting and being like, yeah.
And I ain't shame nobody for watching. I don't care. My son's in the football. What you want to know? I was teaching him the whole game when we was at that game. All the positions and everything. Hey, y'all ain't hurting nobody. Hold on. Just real quick on that point. Because it'd be annoying me. People that talk about who they stand for and then get mad at people for not speaking out about this, that, and the third. My question for them people is, what are you doing other than writing on somebody else's post about who you're supporting?
I don't know. I don't
it's like your little words that you're typing from your phone don't count for shit. Unless you over there actually helping, shut the fuck up. If you're taking a side, you're in the wrong.
Well, no.
Period.
That's not my stance. If this is how you choose to put your energy to support something that you feel like is important to you, by all means, do it. And yes, you should probably, you can convince other people to do it as well. Shaming me is not how it's going to happen for me, though. That's it. I'm one that does better with, if you really want me to do something, really, you know, come to me with knowledge, not with shame. So I'm not ashamed of my Grinch green Starbucks.
You should be.
Thank you.
You pay taxes to a government that's funding innocent lives getting taken.
That's why they don't want the Starbucks, because Starbucks is as well. And I'm like, well, listen, hey.
People are annoying me. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I'm not giving it up. So sorry. Okay. Last but not least, something annoying. As close. Why would you give me something annoying and not useful? This is not this is disgusting.
I love the smell of coffee. I would just open it and brew it and not even drink it. I think the smell of coffee is great. It's Angel disgusting. Hates it.
First of all. What? Why did you throw that cup? It's not a Starbucks cup.
It is a Starbucks cup. They just didn't purchase it and put their symbol on it.
And it's black, first of all. Here's the thing, though.
Angel has purchased me these things as if I'm going
to
use them.
You did. You used to use
the I had to. Because you got it for me.
There's so many things that you give me, that I've gotten you, that you don't use. So don't say that. It was the perfect size cup for what you were drinking at the time, was it not? And it made it easy for you to get up and go and get out the house. It might not have been what you would have chosen initially for yourself, but it was useful. It served a purpose.
I already had one that I was using quite frequently, my stainless steel one.
Yeah, and I just got you one to use when the stainless one was dirty.
It ain't dirty unless I'm drinking out of it. As soon as it's empty, I wash it.
Not all the time, so you had one to switch to. I didn't throw any of your gifts. I didn't throw not now one. I am not that damn brave.
Well, you are really good at this game because you got me something that annoyed me.
That's what I was just getting, something annoying but still useful. I can't use the coffee.
Yeah, you can.
No, when I can't.
When you're going through and you trying different perfumes out, you cleanse your pilot.
Actually, pilot.
Yeah, your nose pilot.
It's not a pilot.
What is it?
Palate.
Palate. You cleanse your palate. You smell the coffee, cleanse your palate, go back to smelling.
Well, this is what we'll use it for then.
See?
This is what we'll use this for.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because I was thinking about doing this video anyways this week. Melissa and Kevin, but we're going to say Melissa because I know she's the one who picked it out. In the gifts that she gave, that they gave us for their company holiday party, it was a sampler of all these fragrances. And I was going through them this morning, so I literally had this idea. I wanted you and I to sit down to talk about the scents, do a video, and I was like, oh, we're going to need something to sniff, so that's what we'll use this
for. Your mama drank coffee.
She don't drink this. Your mama don't drink like coffee like this. Your mama drinks sugar coffee.
Oh, yeah.
She drinks
coffee
that,
like a kid.
She drinks that, what is it called?
International.
It's sent into the National House or something, like an international cafe.
Yeah, and then it'd be the color of me.
Yes.
Because she puts all this creamer
in. It's already in the International House. That's why they like it. It's like French vanilla, and it's got all the milk in there already. This was fun. Uh-huh. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Are you being facetious? Or
no,
did
I did enjoy it.
Okay.
It was fun.
It was. It was fun even us trying to avoid each other in Target.
I saw you over there. I said, I'm going to walk past it just to make a...
But how did I know it was you? Like, as soon as I heard
all
cart,
that noise.
As soon as I heard the cart, I stopped with the thing. I was like, and he came by looking. But yeah, well, Merry
Christmas. There was a dude stealing in Target today. He's putting stuff in his backpack.
There's a dude always stealing in Target.
I said, look at this fool.
Always. Real quick, before I forget, we hope you all have a wonderful holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
We really are grateful to you all. This is the last live episode we're going to do. We have an actual special gift that we're giving you all next week.
Yep.
And it's not a best of.
Nah.
Actually, best of be making us work a lot.
Yeah. It'd be quicker to just do another episode than doing a best of.
We're not doing a best of. We're doing something that we said that we weren't going to do, but we're going to do it anyways. So make sure you tune in next week for the last episode of the year, which will be on the 27th, my sister's birthday. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank you all. Y'all have really supported us. Y'all rock with us. Some of y'all have been rocking with us since the very beginning.
Yeah.
Some of y'all found us during the pandemic. Regardless of when you got here, we're grateful.
We are. We really are.
Obviously, a special thank you. Above all, other than Jesus and my mama and his mama.
Above all. That's all right.
Above all.
Over everything else.
I haven't even had my mimosa yet. We want to give a huge thank you to our Patreon.
Yes.
We really could not have foreseen what this would have became when we started our Patreon. And you all have made all of the content we've made worth it. You all give us a lot of motivation because we don't want to let you all down.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate that. Y'all are that like premium fuel that I don't be liking to put in cars.
Yeah, Patreon is what made this serious more serious for us, is knowing that we had to produce something for you.
And to see y'all, there's 165 people in this chat.
Oh, I got 71. Oh, no, it just dropped.
that watch us, that are patient with us when we are struggling. Technically, the camera shut off about, the system shut down 2-3 times today. Mm-hmm. And they kept coming back. We just thank y'all for really investing your time in us. We know that there is an exchange that is happening. It is a transactional relationship, but know that we still feel it very deep.
Mm-hmm.
So just from the bottom of mine and Marcus's heart, we truly thank you. This is, we do not take it lightly. This is why I love when I get to meet real angel wings when I'm out on the road, because I want to be able to put a face to people who have made my life as a podcaster so much more worth it.
Yeah.
So.
No, definitely appreciate it. It's, you know, y'all know there's not been any time anybody say they in our Patreon has approached me and I didn't have time for them.
Yeah. Now, Marcus don't like people, but he like y'all. So, again, make sure you all check out our sponsors, because our sponsors have also kept these lights on. That's Lumi, BetterHelp, One Skin, and Green Chef. Use our promo codes, our URLs. Check them out. Give them as gifts for the holiday season. Give them as gifts to yourself for the holiday season. And we'll see you all personally, like for real, via this in the new year.
Yep.
But make sure you check out next week's episode. You're not going to want to
check it out.
You're not going to want to miss it. All right. Until next time. Love y'all.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.